The budget has just been handed down by Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, and I've given you a bit of a summary on that, but I thought we would talk to an expert to get an update on who the winners and losers are. Olivia Maragna is from Aspire Retire Financial Services and joins us now. G'day, Olivia.
Good evening, Stephen.
Very much an election budget, $7.1 million surplus this financial year, and reducing Commonwealth debt over the next decade. But we always want to know who the winners and losers are.
Well, I think this year we've actually got an enormous amount of winners, but very little losers. So I think this is just a very pleasing budget. Hasn't really offended too many people from that point of view. So certainly the list of winners is definitely long.
Okay, well, let's go through who are the big winners? Who's at the top of your list?
Well, I think this is, I guess, a tax cut budget. So when we look at, the proposed tax cuts or offsets that they're looking at, we've got 10 million individuals and 3 million small businesses all getting more back in their tax. So for those earning up to around about $126,000, about $1,080 per year is coming back in an offset. If you're a single income household, around about $2,160 if you're a dual income family. So around about 4.5 million people are actually going to get the full benefit. It obviously scales down the more you earn. So they're, I would say, probably the biggest winners from that. Interesting, they actually touched on the top 5% of taxpayers pay around about a third of tax. So the high end of town in terms of income tax aren't really getting a lot of benefit out of these tax cuts.
But there are tax cuts for them as we move forward in the next, another 5 or so years, I believe.
Yeah, so around about 94% of all taxpayers pay anywhere up to around about the 30 cents in the dollar tax. Only about 6% of taxpayers pay over that $200,000 or have over $200,000 in income. So if obviously we look at how much people earn as a tax cut, yeah, they're not missing out from that point of view, but 94% of income earners or taxpayers will get some benefit out of that, which I think will be good for a household to help towards increasing costs or mortgage payments from that point of
Absolutely.
view.
Absolutely. Now, does that kick in straight away? Is that as of the 1st of July this year, or do we have to wait for these tax cuts to actually kick in?
Yeah, so I think they actually mentioned about 13 weeks until you get your first tax offset. So, pretty quick.
Okay, yeah.
I'll hope
the sound of that.
Yeah, when you lodge your tax return. So I think, look, that's, a good incentive, obviously, for, like I said, 13 million people getting a tax offset. And, these tax cuts are the biggest we've seen since the John Howard government. So a lot sort of changed in that time as well.
What about retire pensioners and low-income earners? What's in it for them?
Yeah, so I think in terms of winners, the list is long, but older Australians are getting more in terms of home care packages. Now, this is an area that I think the government still needs to do extra work in, but an extra 10,000 home care packages is good, and that's really for people who are getting a little bit older but want to stay at home. So that's getting the care provided in-home. So I think that's great. The other thing that I like to see is help for carers. So for those who are caring for, whether it be partners or parents, and the extra $84 million going to them to be able to take a much needed break, but know that their loved ones are, taken care of and are in good care. So some good sort of help there. Big health benefits as well. So around about $7.7 billion over the next 3 years for better access to MRIs, covering things like breast cancer, treatment for HIV. There's a whole list of extra treatments that they're obviously going to help towards that as well. And I think the other big area when we talk about health is mental health. So if I looked at the entire speech, as Josh was sort of talking about it, you could hear a pin drop when he talked about mental health with young people and suicide prevention. So $737 million going towards helping suicide prevention and care for young people who need it.
I think it really highlights how big some of these problems are. When you talk about figures like that, $700 million is a lot of money, but it seems to only be just touch the sides with a lot of these problems we've got to address, doesn't it?
Well, there were certainly big figures everywhere in this budget. So they are giving away, I guess, or pushing money in all sort of areas, in areas such as small business some great news there for small business owners. Well, I shouldn't really say small business, it's small to medium businesses. So a turnover of less than $50 million, get an instant write-off of anything that they spend up to around about $30,000. So that used to be $25,000 write-off, instant write-off that they could claim as a tax deduction. That's being increased. So great news for small business owners, or small to medium business owners, I should say. But also a tax cut for them as well. So dropping down the tax rate to around about 25% by 2022 is when they mentioned that that would be cut.
What about infrastructure, Olivia? Anything, is there much in the way of infrastructure?
Well, I think this is one of the biggest figures. So we've got $100 billion going towards road and rail projects over the next 10 years. So, but I think most states sort of did reasonably well out of it. I think Queensland was probably the big winner. Some big projects in Queensland, you know, where extra funding is going towards as well. And I think the main thing that, you know, they're sort of pushing towards there is, you know, and obviously starting their campaign relatively quickly,
yes,
you know, obviously people commuting and trying to get home to see their kids or, you know, do the homework and all that sort of stuff. We need better roads and we need better, you know, ability to be able to get to places a lot faster as well. So a really big push in terms of infrastructure from that point of view.
Yeah, so a grab bag, a little bit of something for everyone. Olivia, good to speak to you this evening.
Lovely to talk to you, Stephen.
Thanks for your time.